just a quick walk over to Summerfield to grab lunch. Not gone too mad this week. Normally I just, you know, go and grab loads of food and stuff and end up walking back with two bags. Today I've spent like £8 and I intend to keep it low level like that. I'm really starting to get an eco thing about me, starting to really look at what I need. And I think it got kickstarted ever since I started changing from dairy. I've not had any milk for about 14, 15 days now. And I have to, hats off to Bronwyn and Sizemore on Twitter. They suggested an oat milk. And so the one I got was Oatly. And it's wicked. It tastes great. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever. I didn't really like the soya one and I didn't really like the rice one. But the Oatly one is, the oat one's pretty good. Anyway, a couple of things that are running through my mind. Guy in the queue, just a recommendation for men everywhere. It is not a good idea to pour a whole bottle of aftershave over you in direct replacement for actually having a bath. It's so obvious, you stink to high heaven, and it just mixes in with your naturally bad smell to produce something not unlike what I expect a zombie to do in a chemist. Also, I was just thinking about the internet, as I do, and about root servers, about the fact there's 6 or 7 DNS root servers around the world. And it got me, it keeps on coming back in my mind, this about the whole P2P live streaming thing, distributed bandwidth. And it came about really thinking about this because of BT this morning, which I'm not going to get into because I've already done that today. But if we have an issue with our local loop, our providers, I just have this vision in my mind of something similar to the way that Amazon does CloudFront. CloudFront is a service where you put all your files on S3 and you make a distribution bucket. What happens is then, to similar to the way that DNS root servers are dotted around the globe, Amazon have edge locations. And what they do, they copy your files to one of those edge locations. Thus, whenever you download that file or request that file, so maybe it might be an image, for instance, from your website, instead of going to your website to go and grab it, it'll do a little bit of DNS trickery and look around for the closest location to you, based on your IP address, I presume, and various other things. So it doesn't really work for VPN, I guess, if you're using a VPN abroad. Now, what's cool about edge locations, so I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if somebody built something similar for edge locations for servers? So if Amazon did like an EC2 CloudFront. And I'm not talking about copying whole OS operating systems. What I'd rather talk about is having like little application running on each of these little edge locations around the world, that you can effectively run your own little P2P peer network. And I was thinking, surely something like that would be ideal for Twitter. So you have like a distributed load of Twitter. And then I started thinking, well, it might be difficult to actually do the DB side of it. But I think the wizards could come up with something similar to that. I'm sure Twitter's already on a big hefty CDN network, but if it operated in the same way that DNS root servers worked, surely Twitter would be up more, and the load, cheers mate, and the load would be distributed across the world rather than just one location. I don't know, just a random thought I had while standing in line at Summerfield.